AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. We're expecting details in a news conference a little later this morning about the Iran nuclear deal reached in Vienna. This follows the EU's announcement of a final meeting of Iran and the six countries negotiating with it. One of the sticking points worked out in the deal is that Tehran would have the right to challenge any UN request for inspectors to visit and monitor Iranian military sites. And an arbitration board composed of Iran and the six world powers that negotiated with it would have to decide on the issue. Attorneys in the Colorado theater shooting case have one last chance to convince jurors that gunman James Holmes was either a calculating killer or a man in the grips of psychosis. Closing arguments in the first phase of his death penalty trial are set for today.
This is a big moment because you have to worry that one or more jurors will say, no, I don't think you proved it. And this case would be a monster to ever try to retry. Nobody even wants to have to think about that.
Former prosecutor Craig Silverman. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has ordered a six-month study aimed at formally ending one of the last gender or sexually based barriers to military service, having transgender troops serve openly. Bryn Tannehill served as a male Navy pilot before retiring and transitioning to a woman.
Allowing lesbian and gay people to serve in the military openly and seeing what effect that had and seeing that it had no negative effect allowed the military to begin looking at this issue.
A teenage girl who survived a plane crash in the mountains of Washington State Saturday managed to hike to safety. But we don't yet know what happened to her two step-grandparents who were also on board.
The owner pilot is Leland Bowman, 62, and his wife Sharon, 63. They're both of Marion, Montana.
The Washington Department of Transportation says the search for the two and their crashed plane continues. This is AP Radio News. The wave of consolidation that swept the U.S. airline industry has markedly reduced competition at many of the nation's major airports. An Associated Press analysis found that passengers appear to be paying the price in higher fares and fees. At 40 of the 100 largest U.S. airports, a single airline controls a majority of the market. That's up from 34 airports a decade earlier. And speaking of flying,
fasten your seatbelts. New Horizons has arrived at the Pluto system.
That's scientist Alan Stern with a 9-year project that sent a spacecraft on a 3-billion-mile journey to Pluto. The craft set to sweep past Pluto today. One thing the NASA project has learned is that Pluto is larger than anyone thought, 50 miles bigger in diameter. Great anticipation for today's release of Harper Lee's novel, Ghosts at a Watchman, especially at a bookstore in her hometown in Alabama.
It's been very busy, chaotic, tons of phone orders, tons of people coming through.
Monroeville was the model for the fictional Maycomb in the books. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.